So ever since Kamala Harris got endorsed by the Obamas and even the sitting president that we still kind of don't know where he's at, ever since she got endorsed by everybody, the media has been pretty much backing her 100%. The hype around her has been so crazy. I mean, there's Democrats saying that this is Obama energy from 2008, that she's selling out crowds. A whole bunch of people are coming out. Before I show you this video, which the Harris campaign is not happy about, with that she's not happy about, let me show you the hype around Kamala Harris that you guys may not even know about. I don't really know about it. Apparently, this is a gymnasium, a high school gymnasium. Can you guys tell me how many people do you see here? Apparently, all these people have come for Kamala Harris. They're all here for Kamala Harris. And this is what the media is saying that Trump can't stop. How many people you think that is? Let's be very honest. Like, I don't know, right? Apparently, the Kamala Harris campaign that have how many people is this? Right? This is allegedly her biggest rally. The cameras are all over the place. Probably a good 200, 300 people, right? Something like that. So here is a recent video that she's not happy about. They're not happy about. This is crazy. This is a Kamala Harris campaign. I'm not making this up. Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Deep Blue, Philadelphia, and only 68 people showed up. Think about that the next time they come out with a fake poll. I'm gonna play this video one more time here. And that's supposed to beat Donald Trump? Should we look at Donald Trump's size and crowd? Apparently, it was not a good look at this rally. I heard many different people are saying, unconfirmed, that she stormed off, that she really didn't want to even want to be there. But before we even get into all of that, can we take a look at a Trump crowd? You tell me what difference you see. Let's take a listen. Bro.
Tom, you better bring this home.
Bro. Like, can we look at a like do you guys believe the polls? You guys believe the polls? And somebody just said in the chat, somebody just said something very, no, somebody just said something. Those people didn't get inside. These people were the people that didn't even get to go inside. And you telling me that Trump is allegedly losing in the polls to her? Something's off about this. It's kind of fishy. Not sure what's going on, but those people weren't even able to get in. This is the Trump crowd inside. So that was the outside. This is the inside. Oh, if you look at the audio, oh, you guys are right. You guys caught me. I thought this is just. So they were watching the screen. Bro, that's crazy. So that was from the inside, and this was from the outside, and they were watching the screen at the same time. That's damn. I didn't even know that. How you guys knew that? That's dope. Well, I went to the biggest rally of all time, in my opinion, the Trump New Jersey rally. I was there. I saw everything. I was there from 4 o'clock in the morning all the way till 7 p.m. at night. I didn't sleep for a very long time because I wanted to see a Trump rally. That was my first Trump rally. I think that was my first Trump rally. Yeah, it was my first Trump rally. And I wanted to experience the ins and outs. And it was one of the craziest, most wildest experiences of my life. It was a great experience. I even got to sit up close. I got to see Trump. I went live a few times. You guys saw that. That's why this is so hard for me to believe. Well, look, let's talk about somebody else. JD Vance. How do you guys feel about JD Vance? Because here he is coming at and going after Kamala Harris. Now, I've shared my experience about this. You guys have been coming at me. Lou, why don't you like JD? I'm just not sure about this pick right now. I don't like the drama surrounding him. I don't like his past comments. I don't like the way he's clearing it up. There's just things I don't like about JD Vance. But I cannot lie to you. I'm going to put that to the side. It should have been Ben Carson. But I'm going to put all of that to the side because I can't lie. He was cooking Kamala Harris right here. Take a listen.
I saw the other day Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to this country. That's the word she used, loyalty. And it's an interesting word, simplify, loyalty, because there is no greater sign of disloyalty to this country than what Kamala Harris has done at our southern border. And I'd like to ask the Vice President, what has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country.
Hey, whatever the people are saying, because look, JD Vance, for some reason, there's a lot of memes going around on the left. There's a lot, even memes coming out around on the right. But I can't lie. Right here, he made one of the greatest points of all time. How can you question his loyalty to this country when you were literally handling the border and under the border, you were the border czar, under your administration, under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but specifically her job was to like find the reasons why people are migrating and help secure the border. And 15 million people have crossed illegally, right? Allegedly seeking asylum, all these different things. We don't even know who's here, honestly. That is one of the greatest points you'll ever make. You want to talk about loyalty? Where was your loyalty to Americans then? Let's run that back one more time. I can't lie.
What has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country. I built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. So my question to Kamala Harris is, what the hell have you done to question our loyalty to the United States of America? And the answer, my friends, is nothing. So let's send a message to the media. Let's send a message to Kamala Harris. Let's send a message to every hardworking patriot from Minnesota across the country. We are ready to have President Donald J. Trump back, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure it happens. God bless you all. Thank you.
I can't lie. He was cooking there. All right. You guys ready for some fun? I see we got the most people we've ever had on a live stream. We got 3,500. So since we got 3,500, I'm going to give you guys a treat. Shout out to Benny Johnson for this video. If you guys are ready to laugh, smash the like button, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to watch this one right here. I was going to save this, but I'll show you guys a little bit.
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
Huh?
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
Who's that?
She's the vice president for Biden.
Come on, man.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, she's the vice president. Now she's running for president. Kamala Harris?
Huh?
She's running for president now as Joe Biden dropped out.
Uh-huh.
Do you like her?
I don't know her.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you. Nobody
I wasn't expecting freaking Chris Tucker to pop out of nowhere, bro. I was not expecting Chris Tucker to just pop out literally in the middle of the video. That's one of my favorite movies, bro. Rush Hour.
Do you like her?
I don't know her.
Yeah.
They don't about you. They don't like you. I don't like you. Nobody likes you.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Hey, it's about time a black woman get in the office.
What is your favorite accomplishment for Kamala Harris?
My favorite accomplishment from her? I ain't really seen that she's done, so...
Oh, man, I wasn't ready for this video, bro. Oh, man.
I mean, I hope she accomplishes some big things should she get in office, but I really ain't really hear nothing about what she's done.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Kamala Harris, sir, what do you think? Yeah?
I ain't gonna lie, I'd take Trump back, though.
Trump 2024?
Yeah.
Bro.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Yo, what's up, guys? Your boy Benny. Welcome to Chinatown in Washington, D.C. You can't get closer to the White House.
I'm gonna come.
Yo, what is this?
2024?
Yeah.
Bro.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Yo! Yo, what? My bad, guys. This is mad. This is unprofessional. I should never be laughing like this. Ever. What? Oh, man. My goodness. Thank you for your donations, guys. That's nuts. Do not come. I'm gonna come. Yo, what?
Trump 2024?
Yeah.
Bro.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Yo, what's up, guys? Your boy Benny. Welcome to Chinatown in Washington, D.C. You can't get closer to the White House than right here. We are going to ask Americans today what they think about Kamala Harris. Kamala.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
We don't know. But we're going to find out today. Benny on the Block, Washington, D.C. edition. What do people think? Let's go.
Yo, thank you for your donation, guys. Shall we watch this? Or should I get up out of here? I think my laugh is worse. My laugh is worse than Kamala Harris.
Sir, what do you think of Kamala Harris?
I think she's beautiful.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
That was Willie Brown.
I love Kamala Harris. I was reading this article and it was like about like her past in California and stuff as an attorney general.
Stop right there.
Yo, what is this video? This is crazy. Oh my God, we had a 5.5. We had almost 5.6K. Wow. Thank you guys for being here. Smash the like button, I guess. And thank you for your donation. Let's enjoy this video. Damn, he came with the receipts.
That kind of touched my heart. Damn. It touched my heart a lot.
Personally, I don't agree with a lot of things she does. I don't agree with a lot of things Biden does. So for me, it's a no.
No Kamala. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a Democrat, nah.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 No.
Can you explain why you support Kamala Harris?
For right now, if we don't want to be absolutely we gotta vote Kamala. At least put like a little bit of money towards her presidential campaign. I'm not gonna lie, I did not know anything about Kamala Harris until now.
We have people that are stupid.
I love Kamala. I think that she will do great things. I feel like she's a strong, young, and we need that right now in the world.
Yeah, you're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Kamala brings such more youth and youthfulness to, you know, what we haven't seen.
Okay, so I don't even think this girl likes Kamala, but I think the talking point here and why you see so crazy, a crazy momentum, allegedly, I don't really think that momentum really exists, but it's because she's younger. It's not because she's better than Trump. It's because she's younger. Apparently, you know, they saw Biden. Democrats didn't care about Biden's age. They defended his age. Now, all of a sudden, everything is about age. It's pretty crazy, right?
Seen in a long time here in America, so I feel like it would be great.
This is the worst.
What do you think about Kamala?
Wait. What? Bro, she's going to have a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin is legitimately going to play this video. Vladimir Putin is going to play this video, and like, he's going to be like, that's you?
This is the...
Vladimir Putin is going to be like, yo, that's you, bro?
Worst.
Yo, what?
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
Huh?
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
Who's that?
Kamala Harris? She's running for president now as Joe Biden dropped out.
Uh-huh.
Do you like her?
I don't know her.
Yeah. She's now going to run as a Democrat for president.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess she should.
You do what you got to do.
She's been in office for 4 years as Joe Biden's vice president. What is your favorite accomplishment in the last 4 years?
Probably the amount of emphasis that they put on the black community. I feel like we need a lot of that right now, and we don't really get that shine a lot.
Well, I think culture is...
Bro, I got black people in this chat, which is beautiful. We got white, we got everybody. Black people, I'm not gonna lie. I've never seen you guys so amped up to vote against somebody like you guys are going to vote against Kamala Harris because of that specific reason. The young lady says that she's putting emphasis on the black community. Bro, black people are sick and tired of Kamala Harris and those policies at the border. Literally putting no emphasis on black people. Black people are complaining about how much she didn't do, how much they promised to do. So I don't understand what is... And look, and you know what's crazy? And shout out to my black people in the comments. Black people. Is she black? Like, because I'm over a quarter black. I'm mixed, right? But I'm not going to go and campaign. Like, I'm more white than I am black. Everybody sees that, even though I am black, but I'm not fully black. What right does that give me to then go and run a whole campaign? Like, oh, I'm a quarter black. I'm going to run as a black man. Huh? How does that make sense? All this, I'm going to run as a black man? I'm not even like fully black. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I think that's what she's doing. Like, she's not fully black. She's not fully whatever. But she's going to run on that identity. Yo, I'm 1% Jewish. I'm a Jew. I'm going to run as a Jewish man. I'm only like 5%. That doesn't make any sense. I just like... Can we look at her 23andMe, maybe? I'm just asking.
It is a reflection of our moment and our time, right?
I don't know yet, but I got to see how she worked. Do it first. She do okay now, you know. She got my vote.
So what's your favorite accomplishment?
Actually, I go to Spelman College, which is an HBCU in Atlanta. She actually came to our college and was able to talk to young girls like me just about what it is to be in the White House and also looking like us, being a black woman. So, yeah.
So, I don't even know about it. I don't even know what she did, for real. Like,
I'm not going to lie, I was a bit clueless till like a week ago.
This population, 18 through 24. They are stupid.
What's your favorite accomplishment, Kamala Harris?
Yo. What?
I was a bit clueless till like a week ago.
This population, 18 through 24. They are stupid.
That's not AI, right? Hold on. There's no way she said that. There's no way she said that. 18 through 25. There's no way. No way she said that. I think I found the clip. Is this the real clip?
What's the other thing we know about this population? And it's a specific phase.
Oh, this is real.
Phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Oh, she really said that. Hold on. So if she said this, wait a minute. How are people not like, bro, if Trump would have said this, people would have freaked the hell out. Trump says one little thing, people freak out.
What's the other thing we know about this population? And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Trump better use that. Because that's crazy.
They are stupid.
What's your favorite accomplishment, Kamala Harris?
Be right by the president's side.
Hold on. Before I continue this video, I got people donating. Thank you for your donations, guys. Joseph, thank you. Danielle, thank you. Thank you so much.
An assistant now, like she's supposed to.
Wrong.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And
I kind of feel like Kamala Harris might be a placeholder or considered a placeholder in this economy and stuff like that. But I mean, she's a great candidate compared to Trump.
She's so bad. She's so pathetic. It's so nervous. It's just so bad.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Hey, it's about time a black woman get into office. I just hope they give her extra protection. My favorite accomplishment from her. I ain't really seen that she done, so I mean, I hope she accomplishes some big things since she get in office, but I really ain't really hear nothing about what she's done. I'm just giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Can I get a witness?
Kamala Harris or Trump?
Cool.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Kamala Harris?
No comment.
All right. No comment or no Kamala?
No comment.
All right, Trump 2024? Yep. Kamala, why not Kamala, right? Why don't you like Kamala Harris?
She's down with Biden. I think he has Alzheimer's. Was it Alzheimer's? Yeah, so that's pretty much it about that.
But she covered up Biden, yeah.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do.
Is this the part where he says we beat Medicare?
Do with, look.
I'm not gonna.
Oh no, we beat Medicare. Oh, that's my favorite clip. Oh my God, he says we beat Medicare. We beat Medicare. Bro, that's the greatest clip ever. You guys remember that? Oh my God, this is one of the great.
We need to do child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Yo, bro, Trump's face, though, he doubles back. Trump is like, yo, what is happening right now? Trump is hilarious, bro. Trump goes, he looks at him one time, then he looks at him again like, yo, what is happening?
Excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with.
He's like, wait, yo, what?
Look. Look.
Yo, what is that he's making? He's making this weird noise too. I feel terrible, man. I don't know how Democrats like them. This is why I would never, ever, really, ever, ever look at a Democrat the same. The fact that they knew this man's health was not good, but they still pushed him out there is crazy.
Everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare,
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming.
Yo, that was crazy, man. Politics. Politics got to be one of the craziest. I don't even know what to think. But I do think it's getting to the point where it's a little unpredictable. You got people trying stuff out there. You got the soy boys showing up to rallies and trying to really legitimately do crazy things. So I really think politics is to that point that this is how toxic it is. According to the left, Trump didn't get shot enough. Trump didn't get shot hard enough. That's what the left is doing. Instead of saying, yo, I think this is going too far. Let's take a step back as a country and let's actually like be more united. We don't agree on certain topics, but still, all you hear is that Trump is a threat. Trump is a dictator. You're still hearing that same sentiment. So I think tensions are higher than they've ever been. And I really do pray for this country, bro, because I'm telling you right now, like, I pray for this country. That's all I'm going to say. Because I can see it. I couldn't see it before. Like, 3 years ago, I couldn't really see it. Like, if you told me, hey, Lou, like, a war breaking out amongst civilians. Let's go with that. For YouTube purposes. 3 years ago, I would look at you crazy. Like, nah, that can never really happen. Like, people fighting each other off their beliefs. I can never really. But today, like, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I could see it. And that's scary. So I wake up every day like, wow, like what's going to happen today? So I don't know. But I pray for the world. Look, if you're a Biden supporter, if you're a Kamala supporter, bro, God bless you. God bless you. Like, there's nothing I could do about that. If I like Trump, there's nothing you could do about that. We're going to vote accordingly. We're going to literally, that's just what's going to happen. But God bless you. Like, there's nothing I can say. God bless you, your family. I hope you're in good health. We don't agree. Cool. But all this, like, violent stuff that's crazy, like, I don't even know how we get through the 2024 election no matter what the result is. I cannot see it. Like, I cannot see us, like, just moving on. Like, Trump wins, we move on as a country and we try to unite. I cannot see that. Kamala wins, I don't see the country uniting after that. Like, I just don't. I really don't see. Somebody said politics brings the worst in people. Bro, I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you, bro. Like, politics, I've seen politics turn people into demons. Like, I've never seen that. It's just the truth. Thank you so much for your donation, guys. We got a donation from Mountain Goddess. I can't read all of these. I got to get out of here, guys. I got to do another video for you guys. I will be back on this live stream. Make sure to smash the like button. Turn your notification bells on. We will be doing another live stream today. Maybe two more. And yeah, man, thank you for your donation, guys. We got another donation from Danielle. I'll read this one. If she was smart, she would invoke the 25th Amendment to prove to the base that she could do the job. She's the only one that could do it. It's her only job. Why are you giving her this idea? Because she might just do that. She might just do that, man. Yeah, like Venezuela. You know what's crazy? Venezuela, like, there's migrants leaving the United States of America swimming, literally, on boats, going back to Venezuela so they can vote out communism. And then you have people in the United States of America pushing communism and socialism, bro. How does that work? You got people fighting to get back to Venezuela to vote out communism. That's what's going on in Venezuela right now. They want to vote it out. They want a free market. They want capitalism. They want to be able to have their own businesses. They want to be able to own stuff. Like, and then leftists, oh, yeah, no, communism just didn't work anywhere else, but it would work here for sure. Are you crazy? I'm praying for Venezuela. I really hope they get it right. I really hope. When the rest of the world does well, the United States does well. And when the United States does well, the rest of the world should do well. That's how I feel. But you got literally people fighting for, like, they're literally pushing because they hate communism and they feel like, hey, I got to go back. Why do you think they came here? They came here because their countries have been turned into socialist, communist, BS, whatever. All right, guys, I'm talking too much. I love y'all. Smash the like button. I'll see you guys in a bit. Thank you for your donations, by the way.